All right, so this deep dive is going to be on this Jordan Peterson conversation.
Yeah,
You
okay.
know, the one with the Navy SEAL?
Right, yeah, I've seen that one.
Yeah. It's a really great one. I think there's so much in there
Yeah.
about self-improvement and finding meaning.
Yeah, definitely packed with insights.
What really struck me was how.
I think for me,
Go ahead.
oh yeah, what really struck me was how he just like weaves together these simple ideas.
Yeah.
Like fixing your own flaws, or even just like speaking truthfully with these profound concepts of meaning and like your purpose in life.
That's so true. He doesn't just tell you to be a better person.
Right.
He actually gives you like this framework for doing it, and it's practical advice too.
Yeah, I think that's the thing that's so appealing about his work.
Like right off the bat, he says, fix yourself first.
Yeah.
And like when I first heard that, I was like, okay, well, how do I do that? But then he gives that advice about sitting on your bed and asking yourself,
Oh yeah.
what's one thing I could fix?
Yeah, just that image of like seriously sitting there and thinking about it.
Yeah.
And like until you get an answer.
It highlights the importance of self-reflection.
Yeah. And so many of us
I feel like,
go ahead.
oh no, you go.
Okay. So many of us like walk around with this vague sense of like what our shortcomings are.
Yeah, totally.
But Peterson's really pushing us to like get specific about it.
Yeah.
Name the problem.
Yeah.
And that's where real change can happen.
It makes me wonder if that's why he ties it so closely with speaking truthfully, because it seems like by being honest in our words,
Yeah.
we kind of become more honest with ourselves.
Absolutely. It's
Yeah.
like those two things go hand in hand.
Yeah.
You know, if you're constantly trying to just like present this perfect image
Yeah.
and you're avoiding difficult conversations, you're not just manipulating other people, you're doing it to yourself too.
Oh, that's such a good point.
And makes it so hard to actually like look at those areas where you could grow.
Yeah. And he even says, say what you think and see what happens.
It's an experiment,
Yeah, it is an experiment.
which can be a little scary.
Yeah, for sure.
Like we're so used to just being polite and avoiding conflict. Speaking our minds honestly can feel risky.
Totally.
But what Peterson's suggesting is that in that risk, that potential for disruption,
Yeah.
that's where we actually discover who we are.
You know what it reminds me of?
What's
It's
that?
like that quote, you know, the comfort
Oh,
zone.
yeah.
Nothing grows there.
That's it. Exactly.
So it's not about staying comfortable. It's about like
Pushing the boundaries.
pushing those boundaries.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that actually connects to something else that came up
Okay.
in the conversation, which is the value of reading.
Oh, yeah. He's big on reading.
Especially challenging works. And they both talk about how it expands your vocabulary and your understanding.
Yeah, they go beyond just saying, like, reading is good for you.
Oh yeah, they do. They
They use a great example.
use Shakespeare.
Yeah,
Now,
I'll be honest.
me too.
When I first heard that, I thought, like, how's reading Shakespeare going to help me in my daily life?
Yeah, like that's great, but
But then the seal brings up this amazing story
yeah.
about how Shakespeare actually helped him in the military.
What?
Yeah, apparently, like, deciphering Shakespeare's
Oh
language,
wow.
all those double meanings and metaphors,
Right.
really trained his mind to analyze complex information.
Ah.
And that skill was really helpful when he had to interpret
Yeah.
like dense legal documents,
That's so
like
interesting.
rules of engagement, that kind of thing.
Wow. So it's not just about like intellectual bragging rights or something.
Right. It's like a workout for your brain,
Yeah.
and it makes you sharper and more
Yeah.
capable of understanding the world.
And this is where it ties back to Peterson's idea of becoming dangerous through language,
Oh, yeah.
which I love that concept.
That's such a good one.
The more you expand your vocabulary
Yeah.
and your comprehension, the more effectively you can communicate, persuade, and even challenge ideas. It's like wielding words as like
Stool,
tools of
yeah.
influence and insight.
Yeah, and it's not just about like being argumentative or winning
Right. It's about
debate.
being able to articulate your thoughts clearly, present compelling arguments,
Yeah.
and engage in these like meaningful conversations that actually move things forward.
It's making me rethink how I approach reading and writing.
Yeah, me too.
It's not just about consuming information,
Right.
it's about actively engaging with it and using language to sharpen my thinking and to make a real impact.
Now, speaking of making an impact,
Yeah.
another big theme in the conversation is this idea of embracing struggle
Oh, yeah.
and finding meaning.
Yeah. That's the part where it feels like he's going against everything our culture tells us. Because, you know, we're always told to seek comfort and ease.
Right.
But he's saying, like, true fulfillment
Yeah.
comes from striving for something more.
And he uses a really interesting example.
Oh, yeah. What's that?
The myth of Sisyphus.
Yeah. You know, the guy condemned to push the boulder up the hill, only to have it roll back down.
Yeah. I've always thought of that myth as like a symbol of futility.
Yeah. I think a lot of people do.
But Peterson offers a different perspective.
Yeah. He asks us to consider.
What's that?
That maybe it's not the destination that matters, but the journey, the constant effort, the striving itself.
That's a big shift in perspective.
It is. It's a radical shift.
Especially in a world obsessed with instant gratification and avoiding discomfort. But he's arguing that true meaning isn't found in ease and comfort, but in those challenges that push us to grow.
Yeah, to become more than we are.
It's in the struggle.
Exactly.
In the pursuit of something greater that we discover our purpose.
It makes you think about all those times you've avoided difficult tasks or conversations.
Oh, yeah.
Like thinking you were doing yourself a favor.
Oh, totally.
But maybe you're actually avoiding those experiences that lead to growth and fulfillment.
Yeah. And it's so easy to fall into that trap.
Yeah, it is, especially nowadays.
Yeah.
But Peterson's reminding us that we are wired for challenge.
Yeah.
That we find meaning in overcoming obstacles.
Okay, now I'm starting to see how this all fits together.
Yeah.
Fix yourself first.
Mm-hmm.
Speak your truth.
Yeah.
Embrace the struggle.
It's like a roadmap.
It is like a roadmap.
To a more authentic and meaningful life.
Okay, and there's one more crucial element to this roadmap, which is...
What's that?
The relationship between discipline and freedom.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah. And that's an interesting one because
it is.
It seems kind of counterintuitive at first.
It does.
But he's saying that discipline is actually the foundation for true freedom.
And he uses a really great analogy.
Yeah. What's that?
The concert pianist.
Right.
Achieving freedom of expression through years of practice.
So it's not about being restrictive or rigid.
Yeah.
It's about creating this framework.
Yeah.
That allows us to flourish.
It's like building a muscle.
Oh, yeah.
The more you practice discipline, the stronger it becomes, the more capable you are of achieving your goals and living a life of purpose and meaning.
This makes me think about all those successful people, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Like athletes, artists, entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
They all seem to have this incredible discipline.
Yeah, it's rarely about talent alone.
No.
It's about the dedication.
Yeah.
The perseverance.
Yeah.
The willingness to just put in the work day after day.
And he actually offers some advice for cultivating discipline in our own lives.
What's that?
He says, fix the things you repeat every day.
It's so simple, but it's so true.
It is.
We often just overlook the power of those daily routines.
Yeah, but they make up so much of our lives.
They do.
And he even says the things you do every day.
Yeah.
Those are the most important things you do, hands down.
It's a reminder that even those small choices we make every day,
they have a cumulative effect over time.
They do.
So if we want to make lasting changes, we need to start with those daily habits.
Absolutely. Start small.
Yeah.
Focus on those things you do every day.
Mm-hmm.
Waking up on time, making your bed, choosing healthy foods.
Yeah.
Setting aside time for focused work.
So it's about bringing awareness and intentionality to those everyday actions.
And as you build those small disciplines, you start to develop this sense of self-control and mastery over your own life.
Wow. This is all starting to connect.
Yeah.
Fix yourself first.
Mm-hmm.
Speak truthfully.
Embrace struggle.
Cultivate discipline.
It's all interconnected.
And it all leads to greater freedom.
Yeah.
To a life that feels more authentic.
More meaningful.
And purposeful.
But before we get too far ahead.
Okay.
There's one more piece we need to look at.
Okay.
This idea of finding problems worth solving.
Okay. I'm intrigued.
Yeah.
How does that fit into all of this?
Well, Peterson argues that the most valuable problems.
Okay.
The ones that really engage us and drive us forward are the ones that actually align with our deepest values and aspirations.
So wait, are you saying that instead of avoiding problems?
Kind of.
We should be looking for them.
In a way, he's suggesting that these challenges, the ones that really matter, they're not burdens to be avoided.
Oh.
They're opportunities for us to grow.
So it's all about reframing our relationship with challenges.
Exactly.
Instead of seeing them as obstacles,
we
should see them as opportunities.
Yeah, it's a shift in perspective.
So instead of asking, how can I avoid this problem?
Right.
We should be asking, what can I learn from this?
Mm-hmm.
How can I use this to grow?
Exactly.
What impact can I make by solving this?
And remember, he also talks about the importance of truth telling in this whole process.
We need to be honest with ourselves about the nature of the problem.
Absolutely.
Our role in it, the potential solutions.
That honesty is essential for growth.
Yeah, it's like he's encouraging us to become problem magnets.
But in a good way.
But in a good way, yeah.
To actively seek out those challenges that are going to make us better.
This ties into the idea of becoming a dangerous individual.
Oh, yeah. There it is again.
Through mastering language.
It's like a powerful idea.
And we've talked about it a little bit,
yeah.
But I'm curious to hear more about
okay.
What he means by dangerous in this context.
Well, he believes that language is the most powerful tool we have.
Mm-hmm.
It's how we think, how we communicate, how we influence the world.
So it's not about being aggressive or manipulative.
No.
It's about using language to understand.
To connect.
To connect, to create positive change.
Exactly. It's about being so articulate.
Yeah.
So skilled with language.
Yeah.
That you can effectively challenge ideas.
Yeah.
Advocate for what you believe in.
Yeah.
And inspire others.
It's like wielding words as instruments of
yes.
insight and influence.
That's a great way to put it.
And he argues that this ability to think critically
yeah.
and communicate effectively is essential for navigating the complexities of life and creating positive change.
It is.
Okay, but how do we actually develop this mastery of language?
Well, he and that Navy SEAL both emphasize reading.
Right.
Reading widely and deeply.
So it's not just about quantity. It's about quality, too.
It is.
Reading challenging texts.
Yes.
Expanding our vocabulary.
Mm-hmm.
Understanding.
And it's not just about passively consuming the information.
Oh, so you have to actively engage with it.
Yeah.
Reading with intention, questioning what you read and looking for connections.
Exactly.
And they also emphasize writing.
Yeah.
Writing regularly.
Mm.
Because writing forces you to clarify your thoughts.
It does.
Structure your arguments, hone your ability to express yourself.
And Peterson actually gives this great tip.
Oh, yeah.
For making writing more engaging.
What's that?
He says, pick a bloody problem that you want to write about.
I love that.
Yeah.
It makes it so much more
purposeful.
Purposeful. Yeah.
Yeah. And passionate.
It's no longer just an academic exercise.
You know, it's about exploring ideas, grappling with challenges, making sense of the world.
So he's encouraging us to use writing as a tool for discovery and problem solving.
Exactly.
And he also encourages us to read as much as we can about the problem
yeah.
to gather different perspectives.
To deepen your understanding.
So it's like he's saying, don't just stay in your echo chamber.
Right.
Go out and engage with different viewpoints.
Embrace intellectual curiosity.
Yeah.
Challenge your assumptions and just constantly try to learn and grow.
This makes me realize that writing isn't just the skill for academics.
Or professional writers.
Yeah, it's a tool for thinking, for learning, for becoming more articulate and persuasive.
In all aspects of your life.
And he makes a really compelling case
yeah.
for why this matters.
What does he say?
He says, if you can think and speak and write,
yeah.
you are absolutely deadly.
Wow.
Nothing can get in your way.
That's powerful.
It's like he's saying that mastering language gives you this superpower.
It does.
The ability to overcome obstacles and achieve your goals.
It all ties back to this idea of self-improvement and striving for a meaningful life.
It does.
Finding those problems worth solving.
He's encouraging us to step into our power.
To become the hero
yes.
of your own story.
To make a real difference.
This has been a really mind-expanding deep dive.
It has. We've covered so much.
We have. From fixing ourselves first to the power of truth and speaking up the value of reading, embracing struggle.
And the relationship between discipline and freedom.
It's all connected.
It is. And it all points to this larger idea of living a more meaningful and purposeful life.
It does.
It's about taking personal responsibility, stepping into our power, using our words, our actions,
yeah.
our very lives to create positive change.
And he leaves us with this powerful challenge.
Yeah.
To find those problems in our lives that are worth solving.
The ones that align with our deepest values
yeah, exactly.
and aspirations.
And to remember that those problems,
yeah.
the ones that matter, they're not burdens to be avoided, but opportunities to grow, to learn to make a difference.
This has given me so much to think about.
Me too.
And I hope it inspires you to take action. Embrace those challenges. Use your voice.
Become the hero of your own story.
Now, before we wrap up,
right.
there's one more crucial concept we need to unpack.
Okay, what's that?
The relationship between discipline and freedom.
Oh, yeah, that's a big one.
Yeah, and we touched on it a little bit earlier.
We did.
But it's such a fundamental idea.
It is.
It's worth exploring further.
Okay, I'm ready.
I think we've been kind of circling this idea this whole time.
Yeah.
Why do you think he keeps coming back to this connection between discipline and freedom?
Well, I think it's because it challenges our idea of what freedom really is.
Okay.
Like, we often think of it as this lack of constraints.
Right, like I can do whatever I want.
Exactly.
But he's suggesting that that can actually lead to chaos.
Yeah, and dissatisfaction.
So true freedom isn't about just doing whatever feels good in the moment.
No, it's about having the discipline to make choices that align with your values, even when those choices are hard or they require sacrifice.
And he uses that concert pianist analogy again.
Yeah, it's a good one.
It's through all that practice, all those hours of repetition and refinement,
that they develop the skills to really express themselves.
So the constraints of practice actually lead to
a
higher level of freedom.
It's a paradox.
And I think that applies to so many areas of life.
It does.
Think about athletes, writers, entrepreneurs.
Anyone who's reached a high level of mastery.
Yeah.
They've all put in the time, the effort, the discipline.
He even suggests we can cultivate that kind of discipline
in
our own lives, starting with those small everyday actions.
Okay.
Fix the things you repeat every day.
It's such a powerful idea because it shows just how impactful our daily choices are.
Yeah, we often overlook those.
We do.
Seemingly mundane routines.
But they make up so much of our lives.
Waking up on time, making your bed, choosing healthy foods.
Mm-hmm.
Setting aside time for focused work.
All those little things add up.
They do.
And as we develop those habits, we start to experience more self-control, which leads to a greater sense of freedom.
Because we're no longer slaves to our impulses.
Or our bad habits.
This deep dive has been so eye-opening.
It has.
We've covered so much ground.
So much.
Fixing ourselves first, speaking truthfully, embracing struggle, cultivating discipline, finding problems worth solving.
It's all connected.
It is. Yeah. And it all points to this larger idea of living a more meaningful and purposeful life.
It does.
It's about taking personal responsibility, stepping into our power, and using our words, our actions, our lives to create positive change.
And he leaves us with this challenge.
Yeah.
To find those problems that are worth solving.
The ones that align with our values and aspirations.
Exactly.
And remember those problems.
Yeah.
The ones that really matter. Hmm. They're not burdens.
They're opportunities.
They're opportunities to grow.
To learn.
To learn to make a difference.
This is giving me so much to think about.
Me too. I hope it inspires you to take action. Embrace those challenges. Use your voice. Become the hero of your own story.
I hope so, too.
All right. So we've talked a lot about this idea of discipline and freedom.
We have.
But I think it's worth going a little deeper.
Okay.
What are your thoughts on why he keeps coming back to this connection?
You know, I think he keeps coming back to it because it's such a fundamental part of his whole philosophy.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just about achieving success in the traditional sense.
Right.
It's about becoming a better person.
Yeah.
Living a more meaningful life.
And for him, that means taking control of your own destiny.
Mm-hmm.
Not letting your impulses or your circumstances dictate your actions.
Yeah.
And that's where discipline comes in.
It does.
It's about developing those habits, those routines.
And those practices.
That allow you to live in alignment with your values.
Even when it's hard.
Even when it's hard. Even when it's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And you know what I think is so interesting about that is that it actually creates more freedom in the long run.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you're not constantly battling your own impulses or giving in to those temptations, you have more energy and focus to pursue the things that truly matter to you.
And you're less likely to get sidetracked.
Exactly.
Or make decisions that you regret later.
It's like that old saying.
What's that?
The chains of habit are too light to be felt until they are too heavy to be broken.
So true.
So the more we can cultivate those positive habits, the more freedom we create for ourselves.
Yeah. And it's not just about like achieving big goals or you know, having a successful career or whatever.
It's about the little things too.
Yeah, the everyday choices.
Like how we respond to stress.
How we treat other people.
How we manage our time.
Yeah, all those little things.
They all add up.
They do.
They shape our character and ultimately our destiny.
Absolutely. And I think that's what makes Peterson's message so powerful.
Yeah.
It's not about some grand utopian vision.
It's about taking responsibility for your own life. Making those small changes that lead to big results.
And it all starts with that decision to become more disciplined.
To master yourself.
Exactly.
This has been such a great conversation.
I know, me too.
I'm really enjoying this deep dive.
It's amazing how much there is to unpack in this one conversation. So many layers, so many insights.
And I think it's really relevant to everyone.
I agree.
No matter what your background is or what your goals are.
Because at the end of the day,
yeah,
we're all just trying to figure out how to live a good life.
And that's what this deep dive is really about.
It is.
It's about exploring those timeless principles that can help us become better versions of ourselves.
And live more meaningful and fulfilling lives.
So with that in mind,
oh, yeah.
I think it's time to wrap up this first part
okay.
of our deep dive.
That's good.
But we'll be back soon
yeah.
with more insights from this incredible conversation.
Can't wait.
Until then, keep those questions coming.
Yeah, and keep those minds open.
See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
You know, it's funny. We often talk about freedom as this, like, ability to do whatever we want.
Mm.
But Peterson suggests that real freedom
yeah.
comes from having the discipline
okay.
to make choices
yeah.
that are aligned with our values.
It's like discipline isn't the opposite of freedom.
Right.
It's the pathway to it.
Yeah.
Which is kind of mind-blowing when you think about it.
It is. And it makes sense when you think about, like, the examples he uses.
Yeah. Like
that concert pianist.
Yeah.
They don't just, like, magically sit down and play a masterpiece.
Right.
It takes years of discipline and practice
yeah.
to get to that level.
So in a way, those constraints, those boundaries,
mm-hmm.
actually enable them to do more, to express themselves more fully.
Exactly. It's like the difference between someone who can, like, noodle around on a guitar
yeah.
and a virtuoso who can command the instrument.
And Peterson suggests that we can apply this to our own lives.
Yeah.
He says, fix the things you repeat every day.
Such a simple idea, but yeah. it's so profound.
Yeah.
It's about bringing awareness and intention to those, like, little routines
mm-hmm.
that make up so much of our lives.
Yeah.
Waking up on time, making your bed, choosing healthy foods, setting aside time for focused work.
It's like building a foundation for a more disciplined and purposeful life.
Exactly. And as we build those habits,
yeah.
we start to experience more self-control, which leads to more freedom.
The freedom to pursue our goals without being held back by
yeah.
our impulses or bad habits.
Exactly.
Okay, this is all starting to click for me.
Yeah.
Fix yourself first. Speak truthfully. Embrace the struggle. Cultivate discipline.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a roadmap to a more fulfilling life.
And there's one more insight that I think really brings it all together.
Okay.
Peterson talks about the importance of finding problems worth solving.
Okay, that's an interesting one. How does that fit into all of this?
Well, he argues that the most valuable problems, the ones that really engage us and drive us forward,
Sorry.
Are the ones that align with our deepest values and aspirations.
Wait, so instead of avoiding problems,
yeah.
he's saying we should be looking for them.
In a way, yes.
Yeah.
He suggests that those challenges,
okay.
the ones that really matter,
yeah.
they're not burdens to be avoided.
So it's about reframing our relationship with challenges.
It is.
Instead of seeing them as obstacles, we should see them as opportunities.
Exactly. It's a shift in perspective.
Instead of asking, how can I avoid this problem?
Right.
We ask, what can I learn from this?
Mm-hmm.
How can I use this to grow?
Yeah.
What impact can I make by solving this?
And remember, he also talks about the importance of honesty.
Yeah.
In this whole process.
Being honest with ourselves about the problem.
Yes.
Our role in it and the potential solutions.
It's so important for growth.
This is making me rethink how I approach challenges in my own life.
Yeah.
Maybe instead of trying to avoid them, I should be embracing them.
As opportunities?
Yeah, as opportunities to learn and grow.
It's a powerful shift in mindset.
It is.
And it ties into another key concept from the conversation.
Okay.
This idea of becoming a dangerous individual.
There it is again.
Through the mastery of language.
We talked about this earlier.
We did.
But I'm still curious to hear more about what he means by dangerous in this context.
Well, he believes that language is the most powerful tool we have.
So it's not about being aggressive or manipulative.
No.
It's about using language to understand, to connect, to create positive change.
Exactly. It's about becoming so articulate, so skilled with language.
Yeah.
That you can challenge ideas, advocate for your beliefs, and inspire others.
It's like wielding words as instruments of insight and influence.
That's a great way to put it.
And he argues that this ability to think critically
yes.
and communicate effectively
is essential for navigating the complexities of life
yeah.
and creating positive change.
Okay, but how do we actually develop this mastery of language?
Well, both he and the SEAL emphasize reading.
Oh.
Reading widely and deeply.
So not just quantity, but quality, too.
It is about quality.
Reading challenging texts that expand our vocabulary and understanding.
But it's not just about passively consuming the information.
Right. So it's about actively engaging with it.
Yeah.
Questioning what you read, looking for connections.
Exactly.
And they also emphasize writing.
Yes, writing regularly.
Writing forces us to clarify our thoughts.
It does.
To structure our arguments.
Mm-hmm.
To hone our ability to express ourselves.
And remember, Peterson gives that great tip.
Oh, yeah. What's up?
He says, pick a bloody problem that you want to write about.
I love that.
It makes it so much more purposeful and passionate.
Yeah, it's no longer just an academic exercise.
No, it's about exploring ideas.
Yeah.
Grappling with challenges, making sense of the world.
So instead of just regurgitating what we already know,
mm-hmm.
he's encouraging us to use writing as a tool for discovery and problem solving.
And he also encourages us to read as much as we can about that problem.
Oh, wow.
To get different perspectives.
So it's like he's saying, don't just stay in your own echo chamber.
Right.
Go out and engage with different viewpoints.
Embrace intellectual curiosity.
Yeah.
Challenge your assumptions and just constantly be learning and growing.
This is making me realize that writing isn't just a skill for academics or professional writers.
Yeah.
It's a tool for thinking, for learning.
It is.
For becoming more articulate and persuasive in every aspect of our lives.
And Peterson makes a compelling case for why this matters.
Oh, yeah. What does he say?
He says, if you can think and speak and write,
okay,
you are absolutely deadly.
Wow.
Nothing can get in your way.
It's like he's saying that mastering language gives you a superpower.
Yeah.
The ability to overcome obstacles and achieve your goals.
And this brings us full circle.
Yeah.
To his message about self-improvement.
Okay.
Striving for a meaningful life.
Hmm.
Finding problems worth solving.
He's encouraging us to step into our power, to become the heroes of our own stories, to make a difference in the world.
It's a powerful message.
It is.
And I think it's one that we all need to hear.
This has been a truly mind-expanding deep dive.
It has been.
We've explored so many fascinating ideas.
About self-improvement, meaning-making, and the power of language.
And I hope it sparked some new ideas
Yeah.
for our listener about how to apply these concepts to their own life.
Me too. But before we wrap things up,
yeah,
there's one more crucial concept we need to revisit.
Okay.
The relationship between discipline and freedom.
Okay, we touched on this earlier, but it's such a fundamental idea.
It is.
That it's worth exploring further.
Yeah, it feels like we've been dancing around this idea this whole time.
We have.
Why do you think he keeps coming back to this connection between discipline and freedom?
You know, I think it's because it really challenges how we think about freedom.
Okay.
Like, we often think of freedom as just being able to do whatever we want.
Great.
No rules, no constraints.
But Peterson's suggesting that that kind of freedom can actually lead to a pretty chaotic and unsatisfying life.
So it's not just about doing whatever feels good in the moment.
Right. It's about having the discipline to make choices.
Okay.
That are in line with our values.
Okay.
Even when those choices are tough or require us to sacrifice something.
And he uses the example of the concert pianist.
Oh, yeah.
Who has achieved that mastery through years of disciplined practice.
It's through that dedication, you know, those hours of practice.
Yeah.
That the pianist develops the skills to really express themselves beautifully.
So the constraints actually lead to a higher level of freedom.
Exactly. It's like limitations can actually be liberating.
And this applies to so many areas of life.
Oh, it does.
Athletes, writers, entrepreneurs.
Anyone who has reached a high level of mastery in their field.
Yeah.
They've all put in the time, the effort, the discipline.
Peterson suggests we can cultivate this discipline.
Yeah.
Starting with those small everyday actions.
Wait, what?
You know, fixing the things you repeat every day.
It's so true. You know, we often overlook the importance of those little routines.
We do.
But they really do make up a big part of our lives.
They do.
Waking up on time, making your bed, choosing healthy food.
Yeah.
All these little things add up.
It's like building a foundation for a more disciplined life.
And as we build those habits,
mm-hmm.
we start to experience more self-control.
Okay.
Which leads to more freedom.
We're no longer slaves to our impulses or bad habits.
Exactly. You're empowered to make choices that are truly aligned with who you are.
This has been such an eye-opening deep dive.
It has been.
We've covered so much.
So much. From fixing ourselves to speaking truthfully, embracing struggle.
Cultivating discipline, finding problems worth solving.
Yeah, it's all connected.
It really is. Mm-hmm. It all points to this idea of living a more meaningful life.
It does.
It's about taking responsibility, stepping into our power.
Using our words and actions.
To create positive change.
And he leaves us with that challenge.
To find the problems worth solving.
The ones that align with our values and aspirations.
And remember those problems.
Yeah.
The ones that truly matter.
Mm-hmm.
Those were opportunities.
To grow, to learn to make a difference.
This has given me so much to think about.
Me too.
I hope it inspires our listeners to take action, to embrace challenges, to use their voices to become the heroes of their own stories.
That's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining us on this incredible journey.
It's been a pleasure.
We'll see you next time for another deep dive.
See you then.